What's up?
Man, what do you do?
What's up? What's good, Rio?
Man, not much, man. It's another day. You know, one more day to Friday.
I feel it, man. Your week's gas prices are killing me, bro.
Hey, man, I'm already knowing. The gas is something serious. You know what? $4 here. You know, I heard Cali, man. It's pretty high up there.
It's high up here. It's high up here. Got me contemplating these, like, side jobs. Like, I never contemplated. You know, I thought about having OnlyFans. All right. Well, maybe not that soon. Calm down, ladies. Calm down, okay? It's not that time.
Hey, man, you're going to start seeing a lot of skinnier people, too. You know, man, you got to cut some of the meals down for this guy. The way he's looking.
For real.
It's going to be like one less snack a day, man. One less, you know, fast food visit, so.
Watch out for ciphering or something. Is that what's called, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ciphering? Yep. Yeah, would they be, was it sucking the gas from the, what they, like, stick the hole underneath the car or something? And then
they put it, like, up in the tank and, yeah, get the, you know, sucking the gas out. And, man, it starts pumping from there.
People getting creative out here.
It's hard on the streets, man. So, you know, long story short, you ain't got the gas money. You better keep your ass at home. That's it.
Stay remote. Stay remote. If you ain't remote, act like you're remote. That's all I'm saying.
Man, yeah, it's a lot, man. We got to jump into, man. So, man, what you want to hit first? We got a nice little hit list.
Let's hit up Kanye Yeezy, man. He's been in the news a lot lately. For a number of reasons, whether he's wearing a ski mask, looking like a bank robber, or he's encouraging other people like Antonio Brown to crash his car wearing the ski mask. Oh, I mean, but more specifically, Instagram has suspended him today. Dun, dun, dun. Well, there's no music, but, you know, you got some budget cuts, so you can't get the real sound right now. But, yeah, one day we're going to have that real sound check when I say that. But this time,
I had the sound effect.
I was trying to mic check on that. He gets suspended, right? So 24 hours for harassing. Who else other than Kim K, Pete Davidson,
yep,
and DL, right? DL, man. So what do you think about that?
Man, show you how crazy people are, because not just him, but you got a lot of people that kind of supports him. You know, like, they would Kanye. You know, they're talking about, oh, that's his kid, or those are his kids. He has the right to see what's going on. And, I mean, he does have rights to be like, he don't want his kids on TikTok.
Yeah.
But, man, you can't use your family as an excuse to terrorize that woman.
For real.
Like, I know people don't like Kim Kardashian. You know, it's whatever. We all know the story. But, man, that man's harassing her. You know, like, just because he makes some good beats, man, don't give him the right. And it's because he got, like, a, you know, kids with her. Man, you can't be violating her like that. Like, hey, man, he's out of line.
Doing too much.
Like, hey, none of this stuff he's talking about is about the kids. You talk about killing people and burying people alive in videos. And
it's too much.
Nothing kid about that, man. So, man, Kanye's tripping. Ain't no excuse for that. You can't mask that with, oh, but that's his family. He wants them back. Like, that's not enough. And that's a cop-out. Kanye is going to, man, he's going to be a menace to them folks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, he lost his woman, and he wouldn't try to scare somebody off, which ain't gonna work, because he don't scare anybody.
Nah, he's like, I think he's like trying to be like fake tough.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, like, I'm gonna do this. Like, I got, what did he tell Pete? He's like, I got time to kill you or something. Or what did he say? He's like, man, I got.
He said a lot of stuff. Even the DL talk about he can hire people to do something. And like, he's talking real reckless out there.
He's saying a lot of bold things, man, but ain't nobody afraid of that, man. I don't know. So what do you think about this perspective of, like, I mean, so he's a famous rapper, producer, slash whatever he wants to call himself.
Right.
I feel like if he wasn't famous, like, would that be more disturbing now, or does it just seem more like, like entertainment?
I mean, it's disturbing to some people, but I don't think it's as disturbing as it should be to most people, you know, just because he is famous. Like, had it been like your regular guy that work at Kroger's, you know, doing this to his ex-wife, then, you know, folks be calling him a creep. Probably have some charges brought up against him and everything.
Yep.
You know, because, I mean, that's just some weirdo stuff. I mean, you lost your female. You know, you got to, I mean, you got to get over that.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing all this complaining, and he's doing it in the public, too. You know, like, again, say what you want about her, but, man, he's trying to, like, handle everything in public. And I think him telling the public all his business kind of caused that discord with his family. You know, because when he's running for president a while ago, he's talking about some personal things they went through, you know, about kids. And, you know, and it's just like, man, that's not the place to talk about that. So, I mean, he just ain't learned his lesson.
he ain't learned nothing, man. He said, I mean, it's I don't know, like, he represents all those fellas. Like, there's always that toxic baby daddy that's like making the baby mama's life difficult, like, you know, more than usual. Like, those, he's one of those like pop up baby daddies, or mm-hmm. the ones that like goes the extra mile, not in a good way, but usually in the wrong way. Like, now you making it hard on whoever she dating is feeling like. I mean, if Pete Davidson wasn't famous and had his own resources, I think this would be extremely awkward.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, if I was talking to Kim K and I knew Kanye, then I'd feel really weird because I don't know what this dude will do. You know, because I don't have all those resources like all these people do. I think you try to press charges, but it'll probably go away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, whatever will happen, you know. So it's, I mean, like, people are laughing at it, and it's like hella funny because it's, you know, he's weird and goofy and crazy. I think he's flat out crazy, though. I mean,
he got to cut it out, man. It's like you said, he's one of them dudes to try to use his kids as a gateway to terrorize that woman, man. And I mean, people got to stop that. Like, man up. You take your wins, you take your losses. You lost her. You know, you're out there looking super thirsty about it.
Super thirsty.
You know, and it's obvious to anybody with their right mind that what he doing ain't for the kids. Like, I'm with him on the TikTok stuff. You don't want him on that. That's super cool.
I feel that.
You know, but again, we shouldn't even know about that. Like, why are you making it public? Like, man, you know, you putting text messages out there. And he's good for that. Like, you remember, man, he got Taylor Swift with that. You remember?
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, with that song, he said he got her okay to put her name in the lyric, and he released a phone call. Like, this weirdo stuff, man. Like,
yeah, no respect.
Like, dude, just be violating people, man, and... That's just out of line. Like, you can't use the kids as an excuse to, you know, be a menace. You know, that's a whole different thing. And he lucky Pete's a nice dude, because a lot of dudes, man, I mean, Kanye ain't scaring nobody, even with the money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, man, you got dudes, man, you just ain't scaring nobody, you know, so you just got to stop it.
He about that life. I feel like he rolled up in Tupac. I don't feel like it would be the same way. I'm saying, I mean, he thug life. I mean, that's a whole nother type of dude to walk up on, you know, so...
Hey, could you imagine if Tupac was alive? He probably, there's a good chance that it could be Tupac instead of Pete Davidson.
Oh, 100%.
And Kanye would not be pulling, he ain't pulling up on Thug Life like that. 100. He ain't crazy, man.
100. I mean, I know Tupac didn't seem super open-minded kind of dude, but I could see Kim going for him. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if Tupac, he seemed like he just kind of like that one lane. Remember, like, he had this one white girl liked him a long time ago. Was it Madonna, I think, tried to...
Oh, yeah, she's.
I was like, long, long time ago, you know, like, he wasn't trying to go for that or something. Someone with an image, but I think his image was trying to stay. And anyway, but I think Kim K definitely would have, that definitely could have happened, man.
Yeah, man, I mean, people have to stop supporting, like, foolishness too, though. You know, I'm just like, man, you got to stop acting like a sheep just following that man. Just, like, I like his beats, man. He makes some good, you know, his beats is nice.
Really good.
You know, I listen to the beats, and I call him crazy at the same time, but that's how he's acting.
Diet Coke.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he off his rocker, man. You know, like, he got to leave her alone. Like, that's just he don't have the right to, you know, try to violate her like that, then play the victim.
Yeah.
Then talk about Sunday service. Then Monday night, he's back to being a menace, you know, terrorizing Pete. You know, and then he's writing for Sunday service again after that, you know, next week. Like, man, pick a side, man. But, yeah, man, they got to suspend his account a lot longer than the day. You know, he keep that up.
He needs Sunday service a lot more. he's wild, man. I was like, I don't know why. I mean, like, he don't even need Kim K, honestly, right? He could get anybody. I'm like, why does all these... these baby daddies out there are toxic that could be listening right now. Why do you feel like you got to come and get this woman? You can go get somebody else, honestly. Anybody else.
It'd be ego, man. It'd be ego a lot of times. You know, again, he feels he has the right to do that because he, you know, they had kids together. You know, but that's not a right to violate that woman. Yeah. You know, and at the end of the day, it's not helping those kids in any type of way. You know, it's just like it shows low emotional intelligence on his part. You know, people want to talk about, you know, he makes good beats, he's a billionaire, but I mean, what's that got to do about him handling his business like a man, though? Yeah, so
exactly.
I mean, he looking real bad out there, you know, so you got to get it together, man.
Typical artist acting a fool. Casey and JoJo, Temptation. Yeah, you remember that Temptation movie when all of them all dysfunctional and then they all got Ruffin. Some drugs? Yeah, Ruffin? Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, Kanye be acting like David Ruffin sometime, man. He gonna start going down that path where it's like typical artists. They always seem crazy talented.
Yeah.
But it also goes with the crazy, okay? Like the talented and the crazy go together.
Yeah.
Usually with most artists that are successful, which shouldn't be that way. It seems like you have to be crazy to be talented, you know, but that's...
Yeah, and that happens a lot of times, too. But again, it's kind of a lesson learned for everybody. Man, you better be careful, man, you have your kids with. Because Kanye, man, everybody knew he was a little wild before he got with Kim. And, you know, she got with him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you get with somebody and you know a few things about them, you need to be honest with yourself and ask, like, are you willing to put up with their worst side? Because we all got a bad side to us, you know? It's all about what you're willing to put up with. And that's a question she should have asked. Like, if he does decide to go left and go crazy, you know, he turns into Ye, you know, and then she should have asked herself, is she ready to deal with that? You know, you can't assume you're only going to see the good side and the good side only. Like, the bad side come out, are you able to handle that? So, I mean, y'all better be careful out there.
Exactly. I mean, you think you're meeting Kanye, but you're really getting Ye, and everybody... I don't know. Man. I keep wanting to say Yee for some reason.
Yee, hey, that's him
is
too.
Is it that?
Yeah, ski mask Yee, man. Yeah, all that, man.
All I know is that it's a hazard. Look, ladies, please don't date nobody with a ski mask. I don't care if it's a fashion trend or is. Yeah, just I think you're gonna live a short life and crash just like Antonio Brown in that car that he had.
That's some rich people stuff. A normal man, again, the normal man at Kroger's or at your Fortune 5 company, Fortune 500 company, is not gonna be moving around those ski masks. You know, like, I'm not comfortable even trying to move like that. You know, I'm not finna do that. It's already a lot going on these days. I'm not moving around no ski masks just all willy-nilly.
I know you can't see. There's no way. I don't see the hole anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I see the video or photo of it, I'm like, where are the holes? Like,
yeah, shit.
Where are the holes? Like, anyway.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. He acts like there's holes in his head, man. You know,
it goes right through the mask. Right through.
I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. He's wilding, man. So, yeah. Like, hey, long story short, man, be careful who you chop yourself with, man. Because, you know, you got to deal with the good, the bad, the ugly. So, you know, make sure you're ready to deal with the ugly side when the rear is head.
Straight ugly, a lot of people, they don't have nothing else. Sometimes it's just, yeah, man, hey, man. So what else you want to talk about, man? What you got?
So what was the other thing? Was it I think we was going to talk about the scoring in the NBA? Is that what we were looking at? Oh no, we was actually going to talk about the Lakers and Timberwolves.
Yeah,
a lot of people were talking about that because they were talking trash, you know, a couple days ago when they played. You know, like, you know, Pat Bev was talking trash about LeBron. Cat was, you know, pretty much mocking Westbrook after he shot the air ball three.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how'd you feel about that, like, with the trash talking? You feel it was inbounds? You think it was front-running? Or, I mean, what you think when you saw that?
I think that Pat Beverly thing is pretty normal. I mean, he's pretty irritating. He's like a little gnat. He's going to annoy you. He's going to chirp. He's going to clap in your face. He's going to make little... you know, all the taunts that you can think of, but, you know, whether you win or lose, and that's don't, you know, it's an easy solution. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But the whole Cat thing, how he taunted after the air ball, that's a bit much, man. It's a bit much.
Cat.
Cause he's out of character. I think when you do something out of character, that looks like you just trying to chime in.
Yeah.
You know, like you do. And I'm not saying that cause I'm salty. Cause like they lost. I mean, I don't like the loss. I'm just letting you know. I'd be trying to scroll through and just hope to God the game goes faster when they start losing. Man. Like, but yeah, I think that he was going a little too much because number one, they were already up 20,
right?
And he shoots the air ball, you know, and it's like, you know, the game's over. So no matter how you act now, nothing will change,
right?
So to me, it seems like a front running taunt,
yeah.
Instead of you doing it like in the first quarter. You know what I mean? It's like you already down, so you're like taunting. So to me, it's kind of like a little cheap. Like if you want to be like that, why don't you be like that the whole game?
I feel you.
You know, so I have respect for Pat because he's like that the whole game.
Right.
But you do it at the very end? I don't know, man. That's kind of soft, man. That's kind of soft to me, man. I'd have to fight, man, if I see something like that. Man, we got to fight because you out here, you know. I mean, Cat's super talented. But I think he's out of bounds. I don't know. What do you think about that?
No, I have some similar thoughts. You know, a lot of people don't like Pat Bev, man. You know, like, I'm a Laker fan, but, you know, I'm still a fan of, like, certain players in the NBA.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm, like, a fan of him, but I mean, I like what he does, though, because I respect the consistency. Like, you're right about what you said about Pat Bev. Like, he always taunts people, and he always kind of goes in over his head, which you kind of respect. Like, he goes in with the underdog mentality. Like, he knows he's not better than LeBron. But, you know, he goes up there patting LeBron on the backside after he steals a rebound from Melo. You know, he's just letting him know that it's game time. Like, I respect his gamesmanship. Like, he's ready, and he's consistent. Like, I don't care if it's Westbrook, LeBron, KD. He's going out all these guys, and you got to respect that. Like, if we had more superstars like that, I think it'd make the game more entertaining.
True.
You know, because that's what made, like, you know, the early 2000s basketball fun.
Yeah.
You know, you see Kobe and KG going back and forth, and Kobe and Iverson, you know, bumping heads. You know, you got Vince Carter and these guys going at one another. You know, like, they weren't just picking on guys that was bench players or weren't on their levels. Like, they were actually going at their peers. You know, guys that were equal or better than them talent-wise.
Yeah.
So I respect that about Pat Bev, because he goes at everybody. And he's smaller than these guys. He takes up the challenge, you know. He makes them work for it. So I definitely respect that, you know. But when I saw a cat, you know, ducking his head down after Westbrook shot that air ball, I was like, man, I was surprised seeing that from him, because it did seem out of character. You know, which I'm not mad at it, you know. Like, if you're going to keep it, if you're going to keep it up.
Oh, I'm mad at him.
If you're going to keep it up. But I wonder, it makes me think it's something personal, because I never seen him really do a player like that.
Yeah.
Like, I see him, like, yell and roar and all that when he get a dunk. But I haven't seen him, like, disrespect the player like that. So I wonder if, like, he got an issue with Westbrook. But that was weird coming from him, though.
Front running.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
He front running, man. I was like, and I mean, what did Westbrook replied, I think, is saying, like, he's not in the, I think in the press conference when they asked about him, Westbrook was saying, like, you know, like, well, it's like, who cares what they think? I'm, like, paraphrasing, like, who cares what they think? They never did anything in the league. Who cares? And then Pat Bev said something like, well, I've been to this. I've been to that. Well, we talking team. We talking about player stats. So he was taking a shot at Westbrook, saying, like, well, like, what are you talking about, player stats or team stats? All right. And so, like, I don't know what you thought about Westbrook's response to that.
See, I'm all about consistency, you know? Like, I'm a Laker fan, you know? But I'm not going to be one of those biased fans to be like, oh, those guys never did nothing. They can't say anything to Westbrook. Because, again, if you dish it, you got to be able to take it.
Yeah.
When Westbrook's getting his triple-doubles or he has 30, 45 points, you know, like a lot of other people are saying, he's rocking a baby.
Yeah.
You know, he's calling guys too small.
Yeah.
You know, he's screaming at guys. Yeah. I mean, he's talking real reckless, you know? So, when people reciprocate that same energy you put out there, man, I mean, you got to respect the game. That is what it is. It's almost like you hear, like, you see these movies or you hear about stuff in the streets. You know, if somebody, like, I don't know, like, you try to rob somebody and then that person ends up, like, shooting you or something or stabbing you. And, I mean, could that person's family, like, the guy that got stabbed, the attempted robber who got stabbed, could his family be mad at the guy that defended himself? Like, your guy put himself in that position, you know, it's the name of the game, you know. So, it's kind of the same way with Westbrook, man. If you're going to put that energy out there, then, I mean, you got to be able to take it. Because you don't see nobody doing Kawhi like that. Like,
oh, no.
Kawhi don't do nothing to anybody.
Yeah.
So, if somebody scores on Kawhi or whatever, like, I don't... It's very rare you see anybody kind of disrespect Kawhi like that if he misses a shot or even shoots a rare air ball or something. You know, because he don't put that energy out there.
No.
So, I mean, I'm all about consistency. So, I mean, obviously, you know, you root for your team. You don't like to see people mocking them. But, again, it's the name of the game, man. You know, you winning, you showing out. You know, showing you behind. So, when you're losing, if they show their behind back on you, I mean, you got to eat that. Or not eat that, but...
I mean, some people eating that. I know some people are. Right? Oh.
Hey, y'all eating. Yeah. Y'all the line for that.
Y'all eating out here. Y'all need to calm down now. We trying to end this segment saying we talking about eating, okay?
Hey, that's a different generation, man. Y'all the line for that. That's a different topic for a different day. But y'all doing that, y'all wild. Y'all wild, man.
Over there eating the Winco out here, man.
Yeah, you don't share bottles with the people like that, man. You get the bottle first, then they get it.
Yeah, they share a lot more than bottles, I'm telling you right now. Yeah, the eating.
The other bees, yeah, not the bottles.
Y'all need to take it easy now. Y'all take it easy. I mean, like a small point with Westbrook, I thought. If he's talking about as the team, Timberwolves haven't done anything, for sure.
It's right.
The whole team hasn't done anything for to be talking smack. And they haven't gone far. So maybe, like, in that light. So I don't know. I mean, so that's why Beverly's problem is, like, what are you talking about, me or, like, the team? Like,
right.
Because, like, me, like, I've done things. He's talking about, well, this team, like, didn't do anything.
Right.
So, I get that, you know, but, yeah.
No, I mean, right. It goes both ways, you know. Because he did, I mean, he is more accomplished than all guys on the Timberwolves, you know. So, again, they're both just kind of shooting their shot. You know, I mean, they're shooting the BS back and forth. I mean, I don't think any of them necessarily right or wrong. I think Cat was the only one a little bit out of character. You know, you don't see that too often from him, but... As far as Pat Bev, man, that's what he been giving to you, and he gonna keep giving to people.
Yeah, and I gotta be careful with it, because, like, when you start entering that realm of time now, Dan, people are gonna remember that. I would, and they're gonna circle you, and somebody gonna come at you like Jimmy Butler would come at him. He already did, you know. He came out and bust the whole team in practice, because he was like, you know, so Cat's gonna act like he's taking his chest now. Keep that same energy every game, because they're gonna play somebody not named the Lakers. It won't be so sweet. So
yeah, actually playing some defense.
Okay, congrats. Like, you just beat a ninth seeded team. Good for you, man. You know, but yeah, man. I think lastly though, I thought we should kind of touch on the 60 burner, I call it. So a Kyrie Irving at 60 points against the Orlando Magic the other night, or day. Don't remember the time of the day, actually. He dropped at 60.
What was that, 2 days ago or something like that?
Yeah, he played Orlando, so I don't know. Like, how would you, I don't know. What is your reaction when he did that? I guess besides Kyrie, and then I can't, Carl Anthony Towns dropped 62 on it.
Yeah, like a day before that, yeah. I hear people talk about the NBA is more talented. I'm not going to say that, because I think the NBA has always been talented, especially in the past 30 years. You know, in the past 30 years, in the 90s, you got guys like Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon, of course, Jordan, Magic and Bird at the tail end, you know, Patrick Ewing. You know, the talent's been strong. Like, in all honesty, I don't think the talent's that different from now compared to the past 30 years from players like the 90s and 2000s. I just think the way the talents are displayed is just shown differently because of the rule changes. Guys are playing faster now, so that they're scoring more. You know, teams are averaging more, and of course, the three ball guys are shooting a lot more three balls. You know, so you know, you could say that they're probably a little bit more talented with shooting the ball, but you lost the defense. You know, like watching that Kyrie game, that was crazy. I went home. I was on my way home from work.
Yeah.
And I saw he had like 41 and a half or 42, 41 and a half.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got home, I turned the TV on. I'm like, man, he might go for the 80. I got to see this. And man, he was super efficient. Like, Kyrie's a dog, man. He was super efficient. The only thing that was kind of weird to me was like, man, they was kind of like letting that man go one-on-one a lot. Like, they'll show a soft double team. Like, a guy might show, but he didn't full out like blitz him. Like, he'll kind of show and go back to his man. Yeah. And I don't know if that's because it was fear out of, you know, KD getting hot. Mm. But, man, once he got to, like, 43, once he got to 41 in the first half, they should have been blitzing him. Like, the NBA, man, this defense is crazy. Like, not to take nothing away from that 60 points, because that's hard to do, you know. He made some tough shots, too. But, man, that team, you can kind of see why the Magic has the record they have. Like, they were not blitzing that man. Like, they'll throw a double team every now and then. But they're acting like he wasn't Kyrie. Like, man, when Kyrie gets hot like that, you better triple team that man and make him pass the ball. Like, he's one of those players where he can beat you by himself. And if he scores over 2-3 people, then so be it.
Yeah.
But, man, there's also some weak double teams out there. They weren't forcing him to give the ball up that much. You know, they got the center on him one-on-one every now and then. You know, they're not helping him out. I'm just like, guards can barely guard him. But you're going to leave the center out there by himself? Like, the defense is trash, man, in the NBA these days. You know, it's kind of disappointing, you know, because it's fun to see those 60-point games.
Yeah.
But it's even cooler, though, to see that, you know, these guys have to work for it.
Exactly. That's some defense. I mean, that's how I grew up on, man. It's defense first, and then scoring was second.
Mm-hmm.
Today is like scoring is emphasized, and that, you know, that leads up to how the rules are, you know what I'm saying? So you get a foul just for, what, being in the shooter space. When they shoot and they land, if you get in their space, you touch their foot or something.
Yeah.
This is your fault. Just because you're too close, they could, you know, hurt their ankle and stuff like that. So, like, this league is catered to the offense more than ever before. You know, Jordan probably would have scored 100 in these rules today because they let everything, you know. But, you know, I think about the 60-point game, though. I was trying to think. I thought it was a good – I mean, it was a spectacular game, but I was trying to – not. I'm trying to sound like a hater for it, but maybe I am. But
that's, no, but, man, that's your but truth.
Kyrie's game, it was a good game, but I feel like it was a bit, like, it was during a time when the game was already over. Like, it was already, they were already up by a lot, and it, and then his points was getting higher. Like, he was, so to me, it's like, another word we're trying to think of it, like, it doesn't seem as impressive to me, because I know he can score.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to me, it's more impressive to me when you do these points when you need it the most.
Yeah.
Like, this game is tight the whole game, and he scores 60.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To me, it's not that impressive when you score 60, and you're still up 20, and you're still in the game, and you're like, you're playing against, like, probably the second or third string at this point, because they're trying to give up, and you just keep tacking on your points. It kind of reminds me of Devin Booker, you know, when he had 70 mm-hmm. several years ago, and he had 70 points, but he lost the game, number one. And then he was actually blown out in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting garbage points, I call it, late in the game. Garbage points, and you're still scoring. So I'm not as impressed by his game. Like, think about Kobe. All right, because Kobe dropped 81 points, but he needed every single one.
Yeah.
He needed it. You know, it wasn't like it was just this tacked on points. You know what I'm saying? Like, the team was trash back then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kobe's team was trash on that day when they played against the Raptors. You know, they had guys like Chris Mim and, was Kwame there still?
Yeah, Kwame was there.
Kwame Brown, like,
you set them screens, yeah.
That's like the best thing they could do. That's the best thing they could do is set a screen, I'll tell you right now.
Screens, yep.
They couldn't do nothing else.
I think Smush was there too, Smush Barker.
Oh, gosh. The roster just got worse, you know? Like, if you watch that game, the other players were not that good. And I think if you see the highlights, he's not like ball hogging the whole game and he's just taking it. Like, no, he's doing what he needs to do. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's more impressive to me than Kyrie dropped 60. That's great. But I feel like it was kind of tacked on a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, I'm like a hard critic for big scoring games, you know?
No, there's a lot of truth in that, because there's a reason why I don't think Devin Booker's 70-point game is highly regarded as you would think it would be.
Yeah.
Like, people don't talk about that game as much as you think they would with a guy scoring 70, because he did lose, and, you know, a lot of people did that they thought he just pretty much ran it up in a bad losing effort. You know, so it's impressive, but it doesn't seem as legendary as it should be, you know. And even with Cats, you know, like, not even just to criticize Kyrie, like, Cats 60 was nice.
Yeah.
These guys are highly skilled, man. These are, you know, really capable players of having big nights like this.
Mm.
But, man, it was like the second half, he shot like 4 threes from the exact same spot at the top of the key.
Yeah.
The exact same spot. They weren't running him off the 3-point line. They weren't double teaming him.
Yeah.
And I mean, the big man out there just guarding him, giving him the space, you know, and I'm just like,
bad defense.
You know, like, back in the early 2000s, man, you know, not to sound, you know, old, but back in the early 2000s, when guys are hot like that, man, they triple teaming you. You know, even if they know they're gonna lose, they're not gonna try to lose a one person. You know, they're gonna try to at least force you to get the ball up. And if guys score 60, it was over tough defense.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna say those guys was trying against Kat or Kyrie, but, man, they weren't blitzing them dudes. Like, they weren't treating them as if they were going to get 60 points.
Exactly.
You know, like, I could be playing 2K. If I'm in a wreck and a guy got 50, oh, man. Nah, man. Me and my peoples, man, we're selling out. We're blitzing that dude.
Yeah,
I don't know if he got a modded controller or not, but we're blitzing this man. We done it before.
For real.
Man, dudes, how about, man, they're hitting like, this is a video game, but still, you know, like, they're hitting 15 threes.
It's still effective.
You know, I'm just like, man, we're blitzing this dude. He just got to pass this and we got to recover.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing that. Like, Cat took at least four threes from the top of the key in the same exact spot. I'm like, you gonna let this man get 60 points from his sweet spots over and over? You know, so the defense definitely is trash now, man. Like, I'm not gonna say guys are scoring more because they're more talented. No, man, his defense is trash, dude. You know, you don't have teams, man, it's like the game doesn't allow for a team to be that defensive. You know, they're calling all these fouls.
Yeah.
You know, guys manipulate the game, you know, drawing foul calls. They don't let you be that physical. You know, you can pretty much charge until a guy and they won't call that foul. You know, so I'm not gonna say, yeah, man. So, I mean, it was nice, but I don't think all points are created equal. You know, that's what I'll say.
Exactly. Not every 60-point game is the same. I mean, like, it'll be nice, but it's like, what was that guy on the Pacers that dropped 50, like, one time?
Oh, you're talking in a bubble.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
What's old boy's name? Him and Jimmy Butler had beef. That's going at it.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Oh,
he
man.
Did it one yeah. time, but he never did it again. And it was just like, I don't know, like a flukish thing he was on. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't. It was a good game. But I'm saying, like, not every big game, it means a lot. It's just like, okay, like, they didn't guard you very well today. Like,
yeah.
Like the best example of what you were talking about, like a blitz cutoff, would be was when like the Mavs were playing Brooklyn at the very end.
Yep.
Luka was getting hot toward the end,
yep.
and he was scoring, and then Durant came to help to double on that ISO play at the very last with like 10 seconds left. So we forced Luka to pass it to Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, and he got the shot up, but the key was to make Luka give it up
because
they weren't gonna let him just go one on one. He probably would have won it too, man, if you let him go one on one.
I'm telling you,
the way he was fitting,
it's too good.
So it would be better to let somebody else do it, and that's what you're like to your point. That's what they didn't do with Kat, and that's what they didn't do with Kyrie. Mm-hmm. At least not aggressively.
Nah,
you know. So
I mean, look at the play in for last year with the Grizzlies and Steph. I know Steph is different, but that's a blitz. Like, they at that last possession when, you know, they blitzed Steph before he even crossed half court. They were blitzing him with, like, 2-3 guys. Oh, yeah. He passed it to open Draymond, and those guys, they pretty much, the Grizzlies banked on that. They're just like, you know, we're going to make Steph pass his ball, and then we're just going to have to try to recover to anybody else who shoots it. Like, that's how you try to stop a dude from scoring.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why I say, you know, Steph, you know, I think he kind of sees that a little bit more than everybody else. You know, like, people always talk about the three-point line. But, man, guys ain't getting guarded like he is. You know, they're blitzing this man, like, seriously, like, do half court. Like, off the ball, two people chasing him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so guys ain't really getting that treatment, you know. So, that's why, man, when people talk about these stats and clutch stats, this and that, I'm like, man, you got to look at the context of it, man. These guys are getting guarded differently. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to go one-on-one at the end of a shot clock or the end of a game where certain guys are getting blitzed, like the Kobe's. You know, Durant's, the Steph's, you know, so, man, this, yeah, definitely disappointed defense, what I'm saying. You know, it's impressive if they got the 60, but I'm disappointed in the effort, you know, on the defense. Like, they act like they didn't get 60 scored on them. Like,
for real.
Like, I take pride in 2K on that. Like, that dude got 50, exactly. Like, oh, we got to stop this man. Oh, you know, my heart's racing. That's a video game.
50. I get mad they scored 10.
I'm telling you.
Like, you let that get that far, to me, it's like, this mindset of, like, when they get... They get 40, right? Kyrie had 40 at the half.
Mm-hmm.
So we think, should we do something?
Exactly.
What happened like 20 points ago?
Yeah.
Like, why is that not a concern? It's just 20. He just scored 20 in like a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's not big. No big deal.
They came out the half so soft. Like, they had a whole half to think about it. You know, like, this guy got 41 points on you. You got a whole half to think about how you're going to guard him in the second half. And you said some soft double teams. Like, that is Kyrie Irving that's hot. You better blitz that man. Like, treat that man like a superstar. You know, yeah, you don't know soft double teams or you letting the big switch onto him by himself. Man, I'm making him pass that ball.
Exactly.
I'm making him pass it because everybody ain't hot like that. Like, I'd rather, you know, when you're that hot, I'd rather anybody shoot it but the man that's that hot.
They can give it up or something. I mean, to their point, maybe the personnel, they don't have personnel to stop him. But maybe, you also could just double team. Anybody can double team, though. I mean, you don't have to be that great of an
offensive
team. That's just coming back. Could be coaching, could be lack of adjustment, lack of aggression. I mean, maybe your season sucks, so you kind of check out.
It sounds like the Orlando Magic. I mean, no disrespect, but... Hey, man, that's the record. They're pretty bad.
No disrespect, but disrespect. Yeah, they kind of check.
Hey, no disrespect, but truth. That's all we It's the truth, man. No disrespect, it's the truth, man.
Yeah, it's facts, man. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. What's your final thoughts on there, man? I mean, this 60-point game seems like more players seem to do that several times every year. You know, so.
Nah, man, it's definitely, I think, just lack of defense, you know. To support that, look at the beginning of this NBA season when the referees were swallowing their whistles, not calling fouls for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
All the superstars' numbers were down across the board.
Yeah.
Everybody's numbers were down across the board. Like, they're still kind of, they're still, you know, not calling fouls as much as they used to, like in the previous seasons, but they kind of jumped up from where they were at from the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
the beginning of the season, everyone called it no fouls. Like, everybody's numbers, everybody's like averaging 4 or 5 less points a game compared to last year.
Yeah.
You know, because they was forced to play against a more physical defense. So
exactly.
That's why I don't, you know, totally agree when people say, oh, they score more now because they're more talented. I'm like, no, it's a different NBA. You know, it's completely different. You know, they're playing faster. They get more opportunities to score. You know, you think Magic Johnson be lost in today's game? He'll fit in just fine.
Oh, man. He'll dominate.
Yeah.
He'll die. I mean, because physical games that I think of is like the Team USA scrimmage from the 90s with like Magic Johnson playing Michael Jordan. And mm-hmm. that's just a scrimmage, man. That's a scrimmage. Like, that's like the competitive spirit. That's just practice.
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of lost today amongst many things, you know, like defensive energy, the mid-range game, you know, actual passion for the game and mm-hmm. not just these YouTube videos of you playing, you know, a scrimmage game yeah. with your YMCA friends.
Exactly.
And you don't use any of those moves in the real game, you know, Ben Simmons, whatever. But, I mean, you got to put that to use. And not just feel like, oh, this is just for Instagram. That's what I feel like, what do you call these? Social media players, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I call them like that. They just try to use. But,
Hey, man, that's why, you know, one thing, I am a fan of Pat Bev. You know, if everybody played with Pat Bev's energy, the game would be a lot more entertaining. You know, if guys defended like that with that effort, it'd be a lot more entertaining.
Oh, it'd be so annoying.
You know, because yeah. as bad as you know, people don't like him.
Yeah.
If the Lakers play with his intensity, like 1 through 5, the whole start 5 play with Pat Bev's intensity, we'll have at least 5-6 more games in the win column. You know, yeah. So that's one thing I respect about it. You know, I mean, I gotta give respect. You know, when it's due. So, you know, it's respect to him. But yeah, man, that's how I end it.
I feel it. I would definitely have a technical. He would irk me.
Oh, yeah.
He would irk me for sure. But he does bring the competitive edge, though.
It's entertaining.
He does bring the competitive edge, though. So, yeah. I mean, my final thought to me is, as long as you play your game, you don't have to worry about somebody like that.
Right.
To me, like, so if you let him get in your head, you know, like that, then, I mean, he's just going to make it worse for you. So, yeah, honestly.
He's going to feed off that.
Exactly. He's like, oh, he's actually bothered by me? Let me continue. Like, that's clearly that, you know.
Yeah, he's a troll, man. It's like you call somebody dumb, and they're like, I know you are, but what am I?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like, I mean, he's going to play that game with you. I know you are, but what am I? He's going to flip it on you, so.
He will.
Yeah, man. Stay focused.
Exactly, man. So, that's what's up, man.
Well, cool, man. Y'all, thanks for checking us out, man. Got more stuff coming to you guys. You know, hopefully by next week, you know, got another video coming out for you.
Yeah, you know. Definitely. Stay tuned, man. Maybe we can talk about Tristan Thompson. Is it okay for a cheater to pay a lot of child support? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
All right, man. Peace out.
All right, peace. All right. All right, guys. Thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.